Chief Jake Edwards of the Onondaga Nation says the lecture series will look at important issues, both to the Onondagas and to their neighbors.
A clean environment, clean air, clean water. It's what we all need. You can't point the fingers at anybody saying whose fault it is. It's our fault if we don't do something now. So working together and uniting our communities is the strength that we can show the whole world what can be done for our environment.
Community groups like the Interreligious Council of Central New York, the Unitarian Universalist Society, and a group calling themselves Neighbors of the Onondaga Nation helped organize and promote the lecture series. Andy Major is with Neighbors of the Onondaga Nation.
This project initially was, we began to talk about it last spring, talking about it being perhaps several months long. And as we talked with people at the various universities, there was such a strong response, so many people and departments interested in participating, that it grew to what is now basically a year-long series.
Over 20 different departments at Syracuse University and SUNY ESF will also take part in the discussion. Jack Mano, the executive director of the Great Lakes Research Consortium at SUNY ESF, says healing the land and water of the region will also bring together local residents and members of the Onondaga Nation.
This is an opportunity both to learn about the experience of the Onondaga Nation and the ways of their people, and to learn about our own history and to find ways of healing, both in terms of our relationships, but also our relationship to the land and to the waters. And that's really what is the focus of this event and the reason why SUNY ESF is part of that.
Onondaga Chief Edwards says the tribe is focused on the environmental health of the whole region, but would specifically like to see Onondaga Lake cleaned up for good.
Environment is crying out for help, and so is the people, not just the Native Americans, all of us. We all need the same water. We all need the same air, and it has to be pure in order for us to live comfort and peace.
The lecture series on Onondaga land rights will begin tonight at 7 p.m. at Syracuse Stage. It will feature Haudenosaunee Tododaho, or spiritual leader, Sidney Hill, and clan mother, Audrey Shenandoah. The talk is free and open to the public. For the WRVO stations, I'm Elizabeth Christensen.